Hello.
Hey, Max, it's Gabe, Bank of Cardiff. How you doing?
Yeah, good. What are you doing up so early?
I don't know. I wish
Seven
I knew the
o'clock.
Answer. I know.
What's up?
Just a couple quick questions. Just two questions. What was the name of the vendor for the equipment you're looking at there? The baling press?
Well, I'm buying it from a company called R&L Metals in Tampa.
R&L Metals, okay.
Yeah,
we don't contact them. It's just I just have to have it in the notes. And then, what kind of rev? Is this a new? Have you had one of these in the past? Is this a new machine you're bringing on for the company?
I've had four of them over the last 40 years. It's nothing new to me.
Got you. And what kind of revenue?
I've had the first ones, and I've had ones all the time. I've had them off and on. Just said it's a reasonable buy on it. And
yeah.
I can use it.
Absolutely.
My workup.
It just increases production. I mean, I know this
yeah.
is hard to answer, but what kind of revenue can it help you generate, like, say, on a monthly or yearly basis?
I never figure any of that.
Yeah, that's a hard question to answer, I know, especially with that.
But I've been paying the guy. He has two of them. I've been paying him to bail my material. And I've been paying him $4,000 to $5,000 a month sometimes just to bail up my scrap. 4 cents a pound. So I figure it's better already I buy his, bail up myself. I already got my own equipment here. So
right.
I would be better off if I bought it from him than to keep paying him so I never get nothing out of it. And I already got the employees to run it, so that's it. I might increase my business. I don't know.
Okay. Well, I'm sure you'll save some money, you know, if you're saving 4 cents
yeah.
a pound.
Yeah, I'm paying a lot of money to bail it.
Right.
It's costing me a lot of money. But at least he's doing it for me. That's why my revenue is high already.
Right.
Because I picked up more customers.
All right, perfect. All right, well, that's all I had. I'm going to get this over to Credit, we'll see what we can do.
And I'm also going to rent it out to another guy I buy from to bail his material because he wants it densified. So I'll probably bail his stuff up. It's a screwy situation.
Yeah.
It's just who you know, not only what you know. It's who you know. You know, different people you do business with.
Yeah, absolutely.
Now, I do business with all my dealers in the area. They all know me. I do business with all of them. So it works out for me. Anyway, what about my other loan? I need that if I buy the machine.
I'm still waiting on a final answer. We've been very limited, but I should have an answer for you on that by end of the day today. Without
all right,
a doubt, I'll have an
hold
answer.
On. Hold on just a second. Hello? Hello? Yeah. 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 Come by here. All right, bye. I gotta go. I'm on the other line. Just come by. Okay, bye. Hello?
Yeah, Max.
All right. I need an answer on that too.
No, I'll have an answer for you. I'll have an answer for you by the end of the day.
If you can't do anything, then I gotta have one of these people that call me do it. So because if I get the machine, I need more money to buy scrap to feed it and turn it. So we'll see. And it depends what you want to either. Finance, lease, or whatever you call it.
Yeah, of course. I'll have an answer for you today on the capital, and then I would assume tomorrow on this piece of equipment, okay?
All right, fine.
Sounds good, Max. We'll talk soon.
You know what? I told you about that Ford pickup I want to buy.
Right.
You know, I've been to 3 Ford dealers, and not one of them has called me back after I gave them the specs on it. I can't believe it.
That's strange. What? That's very strange. You think they'd be all over it?
Three local dealers. One guy spent 2 hours on a Saturday, never had a call back. I am pissed.
That is strange.
I'm going to call Ford and Motor. I really am. I told him it was a cash deal. you know, or Ford Finance. Nobody called back. I can't believe it. What the hell's the matter with the people?
Yeah, that is really bizarre. You think they'd want to jump on top of that, especially with a cash customer system.
I had talked to a salesman, said he'd get back to me, been 2 weeks.
Strange.
And I don't know. I think it's really strange.
Yeah, I would reach back out. That is very strange, though. Typically, those are the type of people that are... I'm surprised they didn't call you right after you left the parking lot. You know?
No, they didn't. I'm going to go to the Autoway people have a Ford dealership. They know I buy a lot of cars during the years, and I send my family there. I must have bought 20 cars from them between me and my family on Nissans. So I'll go see them, and then they'll do it for me.
Yeah, perfect. All right, Max, we'll talk later in the day. All right, are you there? Max?